My name is Yosef Heilbrun.
Yeah. Okay. When did you first hear of or have experience or knowledge of Rabbi Aaron?
3 years before he passed away.
Yeah.
I went to his house in Borough Park.
Why did you go? Who told you to go there?
Well, I had a cheshit to want to go to Lakewood.
Oh. What'd you hear about it? Before, where'd you hear about it?
Yeah, I heard about Lakewood.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend who was my age.
Yeah.
He went to Lakewood already 2 years before me.
Mm-hmm. And where were you? What yeshiva were you in before?
Well, before Lakewood, I learned by a Talmud of his known as Reb Moshe Eisman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was in violin, he had a yeshiva.
Mm-hmm. And where were you before that?
I was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Reb Label Hyman or Reb Yehuda Davis.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I learned by Reb Yehuda Davis, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and then he left, so I learned the Shtickel Tzad by Reb Label Hyman.
This is the Rabbi Davis had a yeshiva in Mountaindale?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then you went by, and then Boston with Reb Hyman.
Talmud of his, Reb Label Hyman. He learned in Israel, and then he learned in Lakewood, he was in Kohl, and then after Kohl, he went to take over the yeshiva in Boston.
So this is how the whole cheshik was developed?
Well, I heard from them what a Gavra Rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva, was,
and
I wanted to see him personally.
Mm-hmm.
So Beinaz Manim, in Tufshin Yutes, that was Pesach.
Yeah.
I went to see him.
Where?
I went to his house.
In Brooklyn.
He had a house, an apartment in Borough Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his derech was, as Kiyadua, that he had to shaft money for the yeshiva. He would be in Borough Park from Monday till Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Ben Osmanu anyhow, so I went to visit him.
Yeah.
I spoke a little bit with him in learning.
Yeah.
And I saw that this was not an ish portion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to come to Lakewood, so he said, wait a while, stay a little bit there in Boston, and with the time you'll come to Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was that the yeshiva in Boston started to get upgeschwach.
Mm-hmm.
So in a few months later, that was about the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz,
mm-hmm.
in Tufshin Yutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if I could pass it on the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
But the Reb Nusen, Vachtvogel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, advised me, before you come to Lakewood, learn a little bit at this, like, he told me I should go to violin, to Reb Moshe Eisman. Yeah, you'll go to Lakewood. So Reb Moshe Eisman happened to visit them in Lakewood, and he took me and he said I could come to the yeshiva, and I learned by him.
Mm-hmm.
I was by him a little bit over a year, till about El Tushin Chuf.
Mm-hmm.
But the yeshiva changed, you know, the Talmidim,
mm-hmm.
that he had. And there was a younger group of Talmidim, and I felt I'm not interested in being the oldest of the younger group. I'd rather go in the yeshiva like Lakewood,
mm-hmm.
where I'll be from the youngest of an older group. So, Bekitzadova, after Simchas Torah, Tufshin Chuf Aleph, I came to Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
I learned there approximately till a half an hour, a year after the Baum passed away. He passed away to Shein Chub Gimel Beis Kislev, and Pesach time, that's when I left the yeshiva.
Hmm. So what were some of the experiences that stand out in that period that you were in the yeshiva?
What stands out is that I saw what a Muladik Rosh Yeshiva was. He was the last of the Patatash Rosh Yeshivas, which I understood. And by the Levaya from Rabban, when Rabbi Yankov Kamenevsky Zecher Tzadik Livracha was masked him, and he knew him as a young kid.
Yeah.
That he said in the Hesped like this. This was the Teuchet of the Hesped by Rabbi Yankov. This is Gevein at Kufa from Tanur. Noch the Tanur, then Gevein the Amoro. The Amoroim is then in the Tanur. After the Amoroim were the Rishonim. The Rishonim were not the Amoroim. Now, I thought to myself, L'choyre, what does Rabbi Yaakov want to say? Don't I know that the Amoroim are not the Tanoim, the Rishonim, the Nishta Amoroim? This is the conclusion I came to.
Yeah.
That if the Friedrich Rosh Yeshivas, Hom Gehata, didn't be Tanoim, had the Rabbanen auch gewein a Tana. Oy, the Friedrich Rosh Yeshivas, Hom Gehata, didn't be Amoroim, Rabbanen belong to the Amoroim. If the Friedrich Rosh Yeshivas, then gewein Rishonim, Rabban Zokhavin edition. In other words, Bikitsa Duva, he was not for this day. Whatever the Frida Kadosh Shivas were, he was in their day. He was in their class.
Yeah.
But he was for this day because we needed somebody like that.
And Ochanami. That's right. We had to have an idea what a Frida Kadosh Shiva was. Was the Moldi Kadosh Shiva Zen Gavain? Ain't it done with Shmuel Leria? So from him, I have a Hasoga what a Frida Kadosh Shiva was. Because he was in that Dagaluchai. What impressed me is that we saw his Ibbika Gaben Kai to the Talmidim. The Mushal, his minig was that he would come to the yeshiva Thursday evening. He would say a Chazor Sashir from the yeshiva that he said Monday. Rabban would say a Shia twice a week. He said a Shia in the winter time, Moiti Shabbos, because he didn't want the Oilim should go home Shabbos. So he would say the Shia Moiti Shabbos in the winter about 8 o'clock. In the summertime, he would say the Shia Shabbos afternoon about 5 o'clock. Monday, about 11:30, the Oilim was masuk from Seid. He came in, he said a Shia, and then we heard Chazor Sashia and Bidavin Mincha, and after Mincha, Rabban went back to New York to Shafgeld. Now his grandchildren had to be in New York because they didn't have the Moistis Hatoira like they have today in Lakewood. So they had to learn in Moistis Hatoira that were in Brooklyn. That was for their fitting. So the Rebbetzin, Olel Shulam, she took care of the house there in Borough Park, and she never would come out Shabbos except for a Yontif. She would be there busy with her daughter and her grandchildren, and the Rosh Hashiva would come out Thursday night, and when it came Shabbos, he would eat with the Bukhra. So we saw how getrai he was, that he gave up his family life for the Bukhra. And besides that, he gave up part of his time with Evod Kikent. That's what they mentioned about the Levaya also. How much bitl tzman, how much bitl tari he had to have to go hold out a yeshiva like Lakewood, hold out a koil. We saw his Mesidus Nefesh that he had for the yeshiva.
Bitul Azai Yesaid, it says. Right?
What did you say?
Bitul Azai Yesaid.
Yeah, right. Lemushal, I remember Ramosha Eisman Zecher Tzal Avrucha told me this in his Hashkofis. Lemushal, when it was Hei Iyer Tushin Ches.
Yeah.
You know, he was the Rosh Hashiva was a loichem, a kegen the tzioinim,
yeah,
a kegen the poshim, those that wanted to make a chobel to Yiddishkeit. In Tushin Ches, Hei Iyer was a big bilbul hamoiches in the world. People thought this is a schalte de gula.
Right.
So the Moshe I said that he wanted to know what did Rosh Hashiva held.
Yeah.
But you didn't walk into the Rosh Hashiva as I push it. When somebody asked the Rosh Hashiva something, he went in the aim of the Yira. It considered from Rosh Hashiva. So they asked Rab Nosen, Zeichet Tzal Levucha, he should go in and ask the Rosh Hashiva, what does this Hei Iyer mean? Rab Nosen comes out, he tells the Talmidim like this, Afilu de Sam Soifer Vot Gavein de Rosh Hamem Sholo Zeich Nishmi Mekendis Anakenem. So he already had a clue to Das Torah. He was not upgenaut. You couldn't fool him. He knew that the Das Torah is that you can't have a Medina. Either it was a Medina, well, that was the circumstances. That was like a B'dievet. But he was a Leuchem on Kegna. Besides that, I heard in the third Knesset HaTorah that you do it, that there was a whole debate if they should have a Medina Al-Pi HaTorah Meretz. And the Rashiv was against that. If he had a Medina Al-Pi HaTorah, he didn't hold from. There was a machloikus between him and Rav Tzilson and Kishinev, because Rav Tzilson and Kishinev had Yoga Halton as Mr. Holman.
I'm saying the name. Who?
Rabbi Yehuda Tzilson. He was the
Tzilson, right, okay, yeah.
Because he was Odom Godel.
Yeah.
He was Nebuchim Gekim the Melchoma.
Oh.
So there was and even Rabbi Chono Basman also held like the Rosh Hashiva. He was also against the Sinai and Hamadina that they had already then. Then I remember in a Shmuz Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashiva gave a Shmuz before Tekiyah Shaifa. He mentioned about the Grois Kite of Tchsam Soifa. So I remember these words. Jede Tenua von Tchsam Soifa is given oda Tenua von Teure, oda Tenua von Derecheretz Kodmola Teure. I remember him saying that. He was very When the Rosh Hashiva was nifted, the Yiddish Shavuot gave out masses from the Rosh Hashiva. I don't have it with me. I once borrowed it to someone, but it got lost. So I remember such a maasa. Rashiv Eppes was masik on a chiddush of a chsam soif. It was like he felt it was not ausgehalten, and he was a bissel sharp on the chsam soif. That Shabbos, his Rebbetzin had zerbrochen a fies in eine von der Einekel had abgebrüht a hand. Going to see him probably by a gaze range.
Two things at once.
So the Rashiv said like this: this is gewein, weil ich hab zu stark masik gewein auf the chsam soif. Mir hat es nicht geschafft, weil das Chus hat heute hat Megan gewähnt auf mir. Ob es nicht gewähnt genug für den Rebelsen, für den Einigen. Das ist gerade wie ein Elchid. He knew this was not in result of coincidence, a mikro. Something is here. And that was the Haskone that she became.
Is there any incidents that you personally observed or things that you saw or heard personally from Rosh Hashiva?
That what I heard personally from the
Haggis that you saw, things that you might have overlooked, but they're significant because other people never saw them.
Well, I'll tell you, I personally, I can't recall right now how to answer you on that.
Like simple things, could be everyday things.
I know when it came to, let's say, when I came into the yeshiva, I was about 2021, and my father, Oliver Shaw, had an interest that I should look for Shidduchim. I talked with the Rashiva about that, but the Rashiva said like this, that ich bin noch a bissel zu jung. And if you're going to get married, even if you want to learn, even to the chasna, but it's not going to proceed with the same hasmuta as it is at Zbucha. So if you don't have speziell any hehuri, Aveda, because it's both Akahuda Aveda you have.
Yeah.
That you should get married earlier. But if you sit and you learn and you don't have this Ahuda Aveda, it's better she should wait a while so steigen. And then afterwards with the tzad you'll get married. The Rashiva Sashkofa was like this some in our time. He held like the way the Chofetz Chaim writes the Sefer Mitzvah Sakotza. The Chofetz Chaim Sefer Mitzvah Sakotza writes that a person, even though it's brought down by Shimon Esel Chupa, but if he wants to sit and learn, can it chas no mishpeit? But he says, I'll kapon him not later than 25. So the derech in our times was that when someone reached the age of 24, then he started to look at Shidichim, so at least he should get married like 25, like the way the Chofetz Chaim held. The Zaytos that he held Mervenik, like the Chofetz Chaim says, in Seifam Mitzvah Sakotza.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add?
That's more or less my personal experiences with the Rashiv.
Any other
that I remember as of now?
Any other impressions that you want to add besides just experience or impressions?
Well, impressions, like I told you, I saw Odom Godel. I saw Fatatasha person. We saw that the Rashiv of his Chitzoinis was not an Ish Poshet.
Anything about
this? It's ibegegeben kai to the yeshiva, the mesidus to the talmidim. It's ibegegeben kai to the boch.
Anything about the shiurim that was outstanding?
Well, put it this way: the shiurim only yechidus segula were really were able to understand the shiurim yisav tzan. In fact, I went to Chazus Hashir to my future brother-in-law, that's Meir Hartstein, because he crossed it over the shiurim at that time. You were able to get out a kasha, a order, but the chasa over a whole shiur, you had to really be for the yichidah segula. Most talmidim really were not taifas to shiva yisav tzal. The only thing is, before I came to Lakewood, and I used to Moshe Eisenman, it's shaykh to get a derech from the Rosh Hashiva. But Moshe Eisenman answered me like this: Ich weiß nicht, wer hat der Erich von der Rosh Hashiva. Efter Yankel Schiff. You heard of Yankel Schiff?
Yeah, sure.
So, but we saw, at least, even if most of us didn't understand the Shuv Yisav Tzazan, this I could tell you. The way the Rosh Hashiva said the Shia. The Rosh Hashiva, after he would say the Shia with the Ramach Ebon B'Shasagid, and it could be like the biggest frost outside. After he said that shiur, he sat down, he had to wipe himself. If you look in the some sofas told us Yimei Chayav, they say after he said the Shia, he had to change his shirt. So we saw that Me'ein Zefer Shiva. He said it with a Ramach Evon v'Shasagidim. That's the way he said the Shia. We're not talking that before the Shia, nobody would dare ask him anything. Before 2 hours before the Shia, he already was holding the Shia. Nobody would even dare to approach him to ask him anything.
Did anybody ask questions in the Shia?
If anybody did, which I did hear, the Rashiva got sharp on him. He would just tell him, well, it was not the time to talk to him, to be mafalpo with him in the middle of the Shia. He was very gekoch the Shia. Moshe, I once heard from Grada Rebbe Sheinikel, he told me he heard a Shia for Rabbah in Eitz Yisroel in Eitz Chaim. And they weren't afraid. They would spazik with him.
Yeah.
He said he remembers like this, that somebody said to him middle of the Shia, Rashi zuktach nishazoi. So the Rashiva didn't answer him first. He went weiter. But Yenna was stopping. If he can't, the Rashiva mechalik zan af Rashi. Rashi zuktach gevein adisha. So here the Rashiva said like this, Chulila, ich zol mechalik zan af Rashi. Rashi is gevein abau ruach ha-kredish, aber du ama oriz, du kennst dich kein Pshat mit Rashi. This is what I heard from someone who heard it that way. So it was not the place. When Moshe I heard, somebody told me that his Adam, the Dov Schwartz, which he's already a top man, a top lamb, he asked him once a Kasha middle of the Shia, a Pesana Rambam. So the Shiva told him, he comes to Rambam, he can't switch the Olive Base. Now we know Dov Schwartz, we know the Olive Base. We know that the Olive Base. But that was the result of Agav Chofa. You didn't talk to him in the Shia to Shbazach with him. After the Shia, you could have Shbazach with him, if you talk to the point. Even after the Shia or Bechlal, if you talk to him like a Chulcha, very good, he had an orphan there. But if you talk to him like a Nah, he would tell you where to get off. You had to be very careful how you talk to him. You know, if you talk to him as Shtus, he couldn't be circle anything that was not a Shkait or Shnek. He was very sharp in that.
They say Ramosha Eisen is to Shbazach with him a lot.
Right, because he hovered the Shiurim. In fact, I even heard like this, that once with the Moshe Eisman, he said to him, this is Nidazay, and he held on his Moshe Eisman's shirt, and he ripped the shirt. You know, he was so stark, they said, no, this is Nidazay, and he ripped the shirt. That's why I heard speaking about him. But the Moshe Eisman, he hovered the shield.
He what?
He hovered very strong in the shield.
They say that the Rashi was very interested that the Talmidim should Zacharayntan and the Shiurim.
That's right. Now I'm going to tell you something, a mouth about this. You heard of Reb Chaim Floor?
I heard of him.
Maybe it's familiar to you?
No.
He has he's a Talmud from Beis HaMedrash Elyon. And I happen to know him. He has a Beis HaMedrash in Monsi, and he made a yeshiva. He has a koil with a girls' school he made. So Chaim Floor, I heard, had a half a minute to want to come to Lakewood. And that time he was learning, I don't know if it was in Monsi or different yeshiva, they were learning Masechtas Sedorim. So he came to Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva asked him, Tzia Tutzachan and Shiurim. So he answered like this, Ich Tutzach Nishan and Shiurim, aber das will ich sagen, der Rosh Yeshiva. Welcher Ran in der Dorem der Rosh Yeshiva will mir fragen, Pshat, will ich ihm suchen. So der Rosh Yeshiva took out him, sagt, was du da? He missed, hier Ran. Chaim was on the ball. Wherever he is the Maran, he told him what the Ran said. Balpet. Without looking inside. So the Shiva didn't know what he wanted to do. One side, he's a Kaili. Look how he knows himself to do. But from the second side, so he told him, come zurück morgen. Well, Chaim came back the next time. Again, the Shiva took out himself to do. Again, he missed here, there, he couldn't come. He is Chaim Aran, he told him. So he said like this, Ich will dies also reintien in die Schiure. Ich meine, ich nehme die Aran die Schiure, aber ich will dies also reintien in die Schiure. The Chaim was not very happy about that. So I don't want to say the rest of the story. All I say is Lamata, he didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we see from this experience that this is what he wanted.
What did he mean?
He wanted that when somebody comes to the yeshiva, as well as the Chaim and Zan Shiur.
Well, he a priori decided he's not going to do it.
Well, he had to talk with somebody else, another Odom Gudel, and the other Odom Gudel told him that he should stay in Beis HaMedrash Elyon. So he listened to him.
It seemed that he felt that his shiurim was so comprehensive,
right,
and so deep that if you use this, that methodology would bring you Kol HaTorah Kula.
Right, that's what he held.
Because like a lot of people said to me that his shiurim were mamish based on Kol HaTorah Kula. There was no such thing like a separate inyan by him. Everything was connected.
Right, right.
So if you
got... They call him, he was great.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's the sprach they used, that he was bright.
Mm-hmm. And so he felt that was the way you could steig by...
Right, he wanted that you should to Zichane, that you should have a Zichanish Yehuda.
Yeah. It's not Stam because of the information, the sheer... It's not the sheer is a derech of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just...
Right, he felt that...
Individual
derech,
idea.
That's the way he got... That's why he was a big misnagin on anybody who would leave to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm. Was there Bekirs there?
Especially the Bala Kishroinis. Mm-hmm. There were some people, they already had a cheshit, they wanted to go to Brisk.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Brisk Eruv wasn't living in my time, but they wanted a shiur for their bet or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I know of a few Talmidim who went.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that the Rashid was not very happy about
mm-hmm.
it. Because he felt that if you strike here, what, do you have to go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you say, that he felt that... from his shiurim, you'll have it to yours.
Somebody told me that he once told about a bus, a rich Nadvin or something. Well, he told him that he gave an example that is like a map, and the map there's dots. One, a big dot is a city, a big city, a small dot is a smaller city,
right.
And a star is a capital. You see all these dots. But if you use a microscope, a magnifying glass on the dots, all you see is a little, just dots in the ink, whatever. But he says, the theory is, if you look at the dots, you'll see the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the whole Veld.
Right.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like I felt that his shiurim was such that every detail of them were the details of Kol HaTorah Kula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ois Achas Min HaTorah is Kol HaTorah Kula.
Right.
That's he felt that's how he stole his shiurim. I mean, that's my impression. I don't know if that's what he felt. Yeah. Okay. Anything else to add or to finalize what you're saying?
I tell you, I don't know anything right now.
Yeah.
I think more or less I gave you what I know.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.